like the brotherhood of traveling wives, right?
That's right. That's right. We're going to...
Peggy successfully made it to Liberia. I heard from her yesterday. So she is there on this latest trip. And Andrea off to Florida.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, it's nice that they left during the March Madness so we could watch basketball without any guilt.
They got a lot of that going on for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Fellowship Church, Sunday mornings, 9 o'clock, a great discussion usually of whatever the text is that Sunday. And then 10 o'clock is the service. But, you know, we've been talking a lot here on Monday mornings in my weekend recap. I'm like, hey, The Chosen on the big screen Sunday nights at 6. I know you're excited about that.
Oh, yeah. This last episode was one of, I think it's the second most controversial one. And it represented the disciples while Jesus was, you know, performing all these miracles all day long. And
healings and stuff,
healings,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they got into quite the squabble. And I guess Dallas Jenkins got just tons of... feedback on that, good and bad. So it's been really interesting since we've been going into that, all the conversations about, you know, 2,000 years later, and we've really nailed down the amount of squabbles between believers, you know.
So. Yeah, we have. Let's see, essentials unity and non-essentials freedom and all things love is a good daily reminder.
Oh.
But besides The Chosen, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, people come on out. It's going to be episode 4 of season 2, working our way. And then the following Sunday, that's what you've been preaching on. But your wife, Andrea, The Greatest Inheritance, her latest movie debuting tomorrow night. And really, it's kind of the national debut right at MikeCon in Chippewa Falls, right?
Yeah, again, Mike and Connie have been so gracious to us. But we get the privilege of kind of leading into the nation. And it's pretty emotionally packed, I'd say. You know, she's tried to lighten it up, but it's the death of a mom and how the siblings have kind of scattered and their faith is kind of diminished, and their mom was very intentional about trying to bring them back together, and I found that just it's really sweet, a sweet story.
Yeah, it really is. And so some were saying, you know, these movies from the Boylan sisters just get better and better, and this is the latest one. And they shot it in Georgia during the pandemic, which was kind of amazing, right?
Oh, incredible. I think they're the only independent movie organization or people that were able to pull it off, because they had to be tested every other day or every third day, something like that, you know, and quarantine and masks and 100-degree heat. Huh. And it just was an amazing feat that they were able to accomplish.
And yet this is going to, you know, kind of debut nationally a week from tomorrow, but right here in Chippewa Falls tomorrow. So check the show times at MyCon and come on out for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm really proud of her. Mm-hmm. God's hand is on her for sure, and I'm just excited to see where he's taking her.
Huh. Well, I hope his hand is on you as you're hooping up with us this morning, Perry, trying to raise some money for WIB Incorporated. Do we have some movie times for The Greatest Inheritance?
We do. Okay. Starting tomorrow, 1:15, 3:45, 6:30, and 9 p.m. for you late night people.
Now, is this in Chippewa Falls?
In Chippewa Falls, yep, only.
So, again, The Greatest Inheritance. I think this is Andrea's sixth movie, I want to say.
That is correct.
That's amazing.
It is incredible.
I knew you, and I knew her, like, before she'd ever written one movie.
Yeah, no, it seems like God just opened the door, and she's been faithful to keep walking through it. So I'm extraordinarily proud of her.
And people have heard the name Ted Bear and Movie Guide, and Andrea and her sister, Alexandra, they had won for the script for Switched, and people may have seen that or Catching Faith, but this is the latest, The Greatest Inheritance, and again, my eyes were watering. You remember the dollhouse scene? That's where my eyes started to water.
It's just sweet. It brings you back to, I think, parts of your own childhood, and if you have lost your parent. There's just so many different...
Sibling rivalry. It deals with issues.
Life.
The older brother in the prodigal son story. Think of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Perry's our guest shooter this morning, 396-1670. Let's get behind him. Somebody goes away with a pair of Axon City passes. Pastor Perry Paul Nasek from Fellowship Church in Chippewa Falls, MikeCon Cinema. I was thinking the other night after seeing the premiere of The Greatest Inheritance, your wife's latest movie, that, again, it's going to debut tomorrow. We got 4 show times, MikeCon Chippewa Falls. Go check it out, the afternoon, the evening, you name it. But I was thinking, what a cool story that you and your wife start a church, which the whole time has stayed at MikeCon in Chippewa.
Yeah.
And during that time, she becomes an award-winning screenwriter and now producer, working with her sister on these movies, the Boylan sisters, right? You've heard of the Kendrick brothers. We've got the Boylan sisters. It sounds like pro wrestling. And so And all along, and then lo and behold, you know, there's the premiere. And isn't that, I mean, you've had to think of that. That's a pretty cool development.
Well, again, God's ways are not our ways, uh-huh. and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And so what we had in mind, God seemed to, you know, smile at and bless in different ways. And so we've been talking forever about, you know, we have our plans, God. Just look at my plan.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, oh, that's so sweet, you know. You watch this.
He directs our steps, right?
Yeah. No, it's just wonderful to see his hand on her and to just, it's a joy. It's a true joy. It's like my best friend celebrating their victory, and it's wonderful.
Which I think you guys, is it going to be 25 years of marriage this October?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to get away for a cruise.
That's right. Well, she has a milestone birthday, too, coming up, I think, right?
That's right.
All right, so let's recap before we play the music and Perry hoops it up this morning. We've got Mona and Sheldon, $2 per made basket. Cody with the $2 flat fee. Thank you, Cody. Also, we heard from Rick this morning. It's $4 per shot. Now, you did play back in the day for Thorpe High School, right?
Once upon a time.
You were a graduate of what year?
1979.
79. So going back a few years to 79, but you played football and basketball.
Yeah, I played football while playing basketball, mostly. We'll be showing.
All right, and also Troy and Holcomb, kind enough to text in at 396-1670, says $5 for made shots, $2 for missed, and it doubles if you make the fifth shot.
Woohoo!
So we get listeners who want to be real creative like that.
Yeah.
So. All right, so got that in mind here on WWIB. That's what we got. One of them is going to win the Action City passes. They're all eligible for the grand prize. Perry, the moment is, I've stalled as long as I can.
Well, all the warm-ups, you know. You had me doing calisthenics. It's embarrassing.
All right, so you're bailing me out from shooting a guy. I haven't shot for more than a week. It's great. All right, here we go. He's got five shots. Again, the fifth one is the doubler. Thanks to Troy and Holcomb. You can still get in even as we're doing this. And, I see one from Randy. Hold on. $5 per made. $5 a shot, made or missed. He apparently saw you play at Thorpe as well. All right. That was 43 years ago. All right. The big fella. There's first one is, oh, it's in there. Yes, one for one. The next one is up and two for two. Perfection so far. Three more to go. The third one is on the way, and oh, it's just a kind, soft rim. Three for three. And one rolled around. The fourth one is good. He's four for four. And this is the doubler for Troy and Holcomb. It's on the way, and he got it. Perfection. And now he can talk about it on the Wib Wake Up Show. Yes, Troy, he did get the doubler. So Randy and our friend Rick had said, hey, just as long as you, per shot, period. But Troy doubled, so instead of five per made shot, it was 10 per shot. Yes, the full 50. Perry, good job.
Well, thanks, Mark. It was all the prayers, I think. And Rick, thanks for that. You took all the pressure off by you.
And so did Randy with a late donation.
R&R.
All right, we're ready for our second showdown in our CCM tournament here, WWIB, the Song Showdown. And Caleb, this morning it is Amy Grant against Matthew West.
Wow. We've got our Saturday night headliner at OneFest 2022. Don't forget, you can use your promo code WWIB22 to get 5% off your entire ticket order. But so we have one of the, what would you call Amy Grant? One of the pioneers, probably, of Christian music, really bringing it into its heyday.
That was that great CCM, like the Jesus Music CCM documentary, of course, featured Amy and some others. And so Andrea Polnasek is managing Amy, and she's got the song Baby Baby. But Heather in Kadot, we've called her the Queen of Trivia in the past, and she is managing Matthew West and going with the song Truth Be Told. And that'll start us off. Matthew West first, Amy Grant to follow, 396-1670 or the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. All right, the voting about to wrap up in what is our first blowout of our song showdown, right?
Yeah, this wasn't even close. Voting is closed right now. And yeah, Matthew West won by a few dozen votes over Amy Grant. So again.
Yeah, Amy, I think Clifton Spooner, I liked what he said. He said he's a fan of both, but ultimately had to go with Truth Be Told. So another day, another tournament for Amy Grant. But in the meantime, Matthew moves on to the Sweet 16, another showdown at 8:15 this morning. Well, I guess we can make it official here, right? Our result?
Yes, it is Matthew West indeed moving on over Amy Grant. And it was not close as Matthew wins by over 30 votes.
All right, so that is that. And that's behind us, another matchup later in the morning here on WWIB.
Well, hopefully you are putting OneFest 2022 on your calendar for this summer. Mm-hmm. But if you're thinking of other places to road trip to, some events, some festivals, we've got some odd ones for you here. Uh-huh. Let's start with Hillbilly Days. Attention all hillbillies, authentic and aspiring hillbillies. Gather up Jethro and kin and head for Pikeville, Kentucky's Hillbilly Days Festival. 3 days are set aside to celebrate Appalachian culture with a cornhole tournament. Hey, we do that. Quilt show, hillbilly music, and vittles and traditional crafts. Hillbilly Days in Kentucky.
How about in June, the Watermelon Thump? This juicy four-day celebration held in Texas is ripe with fun. Attendees can attempt to break the Guinness record for seed spitting, while watermelon lovers can even participate in a melon-eating match to see who can demolish a slice the fastest.
If you happen to be heading over to Colorado in June, you can join them for Mike the Headless Chicken Festival. Mm. Mike's headless odyssey began in September of 1945 when his owners, Claire and Lloyd Olson of Fruta, Colorado, selected Mike as the entree for their dinner. To their amazement, Mike survived his decapitation. In fact, he survived for 18 months and became a national celebrity. After his death, he was largely forgotten until a group of local residents decided to hold an event to commemorate him in 1999 and recall the story of Mike the Headless Chicken.
If you want to revisit the state where you went to college, Ohio, Caleb, the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival is going on in June. It started with in 2004 with the encouragement of Avon, Ohio residents as a fun twist to pay homage to duct tape as an integral part of the local business community. So there you go.
How about Bagel Fest in July? Thousands and thousands of bagels, not to mention a parade, a beautiful bagel baby contest, a Miss Bagel Fest pageant, and the world's largest free bagel breakfast. It's held in Mattoon, Illinois.
Where's Rutabaggy Festival? I mean, that's kind of a unique name.
It should
name.
Be on
From
there.
Cumberland. Yeah, that should make it here somewhere. You can also go to Twins Days in August, held in Twinsburg, Ohio, of course, to celebrate biological twins.
A couple more here. How about this one? In Michigan, the Humongous Fungus Fest has become one of the most unexpected foodie events in America. People come from all over to celebrate the world's largest, oldest living organism. A 200,000-pound shoestring mushroom occupying 38 acres of land and dating back anywhere from 1,500 to 10,000 years.
The Badger State, right here in Wisconsin, we have the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw in September, honoring the cows that feed Wisconsin's dairy industry with a celebration of the humble cow chip. Watch the pageantry at the Tournament of the Chips Parade and see competitors vie for the state cow chip toss record.
Oddest festivals here in the WIB Wake Up Show. I've got to do this one. In Coors Gold, California, the town bustles during the celebration of an arachnid-inspired festival, the Tarantula Awareness Festival. I'm very aware of them, and I wouldn't want to go. Poems, music, crafts, and events, including a hairy legs contest, a tarantula hat dance, and a tarantula derby. Yeah, the Tarantula Awareness Festival in California, if you so happen to be heading out there.
I think you might have a little stress if you were at that one. All joy, no stress with Rhett Walker, though. WWIB taking your pledges for Rod Larson, our guest shooter at 845, and our Hope and Hoops goodies from Action City going out to somebody this morning. WWIB, all right, the unveiling. And it's going to be For King and Country and the song Unsung Hero. And who's nominated them?
That is Austin, and I believe Austin is from the Rice Lake area.
And Pastor Steve Swenson
from my dad.
Providence Church, going with Jason Gray and the song Good to Be Alive.
So two Rice Lakeians going against one another.
All right, we're going to start with the guys from down under, For King and Country. Jason Gray to follow, 396-1670 or the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Nominated by Austin from Rice Lake, that's For King and Country, Unsung Hero. It's our CCM Song Showdown here on the WIB Wake Up Show. That is song number one. Song number two, Jason Gray, Good to Be Alive. Nominated actually by my dad, Steve, from the Rice Lake Cameron area. Which one gets your vote? The WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group or text 396-1670. Thank
you. Boy, two great artists. Jason Gray there, Good to Be Alive. A song from Steve in Rice Lake nominating Jason Gray in our Song Showdown. Before that, For King and Country, Unsung Hero, Caleb.
Yes, and so again, you have 20 minutes left to vote until 8:45. You can get a bonus vote by joining and voting in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So search, again, not for the page, but for the group, the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook. You can get a bonus vote there, but also text 715-396-1670-396-1670 with your vote for King and Country, Unsung Hero, or Jason Gray, Good to Be Alive. Which song wins and moves on right now? Joel and Luke for King and Country up by two votes over Jason Gray with about 20 minutes left to vote.
A lot closer matchup than we had earlier this morning when Matthew West knocked Amy Grant out of the tournament. Maverick City Music, Gyra, WWIB. Let's get a quick update on our showdown. What a showdown it is. Jason Gray and Four King and Country, two great artists.
Yes, and I love when the family voting blocks come in because, again, we have some voting all for one, some for the others in our WWIB Wake Up Show, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, and that's the only place you can get a bonus vote on social media. For instance, we have the Eberheims from Chippewa Falls, and they're split. They're saying five for King and Country, two for Jason Gray. But then we have the Swenson family, which, of course, is my family saying, Noah, everybody's going for Jason Gray because that's who Dad nominated. So, again, the Swoboda family, too, says, hey, five votes from our family for Jason Gray. So right now, Jason is in the lead with 14 and a half minutes left to vote. 715-396-1670 for King and Country, Unsung Hero, or Good to Be Alive by Jason Gray. Those are your two choices. 715-396-1670. Bonus votes by joining the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Not page, but group.
All right, voting till 845. We had somebody vote at 849 yesterday. Seven votes. Sorry. We had to cut it off at some point. So, again, get it in before 845. Again, voting until 845. Jason Gray and for King and Country. And, again, great artists. Hate to see anybody come up short, but only one can move on.
Yeah, and again, Jason Gray has the lead right now, so it's his song Good to Be Alive against Unsung Hero by For King and Country, and so it's Steve against Austin, Rice Lake against Rice Lake, or I guess technically my dad's address is Cameron. So it's my dad, but I don't get a vote either way here, so you all decide, and you have 12 minutes left to vote. You can join the WWIB Wake Up Show, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group for a bonus vote, and also text 715-396-1670. Family voting blocks absolutely allowed, whether it's split or all for one artist or the other. It's just kind of an integrity system, so on your honor as far as that goes. Who wins and moves on? It feels like this one could get tight.
All right. Well, Rod Larson is in studio. He's our guest shooter at 845 in our March Hope and Hoops on a special St. Patrick's Day edition. Rod, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
And who's on the line here?
My sister, Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Good to hear your voice.
Rachel, well, in Westby, right?
Yeah, Westby. And, well, kind of the word, the quick story is, I was born 11 months after Rachel came. Second in the, I don't know if you believe in birth order, but I was second after my sister Rachel. And so I didn't realize till 3-4 years ago, sis, that you and I were Irish twins. Did you know that?
Well, yes, I've heard that, yes.
Anyway, we went all the way through school together from first grade all the way through high school. And then we even went to Bible college at the same time. So we were twins all the way through. And I, well, couldn't have found a better sister to go to college and school with, because I don't think you and I ever had a fight, actually.
Really?
I don't think so. Do you think so, Rachel?
I agree, Rod. Yeah. We were very enjoying life together.
We did, yeah. Well, because you did all the work on the farm and I was just coasting and, you know, you were a really good worker. Anyway, and, you know, we went to grade school in Knapp, and then we went to another farm, and I always said when we left Knapp and went to Salem, it was like going from heaven into hell for me, but not for you. You did well at Salem Ridge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you were favored by the teacher, I think. I mean, he gave you a rabbit, and you raised rabbits, right?
That's right.
Yeah, anyway. Don't want to get too personal here, but I love you as my sister, and I'm going to shoot and thank Raymond for, you know, pledging for WWIB Incorporated. I did it in Australia about St. Patrick, and so if I could spiritualize this just a little bit, we shoot for the nonprofit group here at WWIB Incorporated. We're involved in getting the message of the gospel out. So that's really what this is about, besides having a lot of fun. So thanks for participating. God bless you today.
Well, we're happy to be a part of the fundraiser.
Yeah, Ray, and you and I were roommates in Bible college, and Rachel and my wife Lil were roommates, and basically it was a marriage factory up there, and we switched partners, and it's been amazing.
Yes, and I tell you, it was a good trade.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You guys have a good day, and I'm going to shoot my best here.
Okay, very good.
All right, thank you, Raymond. And also, Rachel there in Westby. And again, that whole Irish twin thing, as they say, if you've born less than a year apart, right?
Yeah.
So, there you go.
So, all right, interesting. Our kids were, Evelyn's birthday is today. So,
and then happy Dawson, birthday, Evelyn.
16 months later. So, yeah. So,
yeah. All well, right. I was, my joke is, I came along less than a year after my, and we were poverty farmers, let's face it, you know, Dad had to split the milk check. Mm-hmm. I was really not needed. And I said, my joke is I scared my parents so bad, they never had kids for almost 4 years, and then the rest of them were born, you know.
There you go. Well, you and Rachel sound like you had, if you didn't have any fights with your sisters, I mean, I got to find out. A lot of people want to find out the secret to that. 36 degrees, still taking your votes. Jason Gray versus Four King and Country. Who moves on to the Sweet 16? Caleb, do we have a result?
We do, yes. Our second CCM Song Showdown here on the WIB Wake Up Show is now officially finished up. It was For King and Country, Unsung Hero against Jason Gray, Good to Be Alive. And Jason Gray takes it. I think this was our most votes of any of the matchups so far. Jason Gray wins by 11 votes. Yeah. So thank you for your participation. Jason Gray moves on. Earlier, it was Matthew West taking out Amy Grant.
All right, WWIB, we have stalled long enough. It's time for Rod Larson to do his shooting here.
You can get in a last-second pledge even as he shoots. Give yourself to win those 2 3-hour combo passes from Action City, 715-396-1670.
All right, Caleb, you got the play-by-play.
All right. He's going to be shooting 6 shots, one with a stress ball at the end with his green mustache. Rod Larson off the backboard and in with the first.
The bank is open.
Second shot off the backboard and out. That was the orange ball. That's the second shot. Third shot on the way off the backboard and in. Yes. Just pushes it up there. Fourth shot off the backboard, rolls it through.
He's
going for 4 for 5. He is in the zone. The last one, 3 for 5. It rolls in and out.
The stress ball.
Now the stress ball shot, the 6th shot, if you want to pledge anything extra for that. All right. The green mustache for St. Patrick's Day. The green stress ball, which is much smaller but much lighter.
Uh-huh.
Shooting right-handed on the way off the back of the rim
tough.
And out.
That's tough.
Thank you for a late pledge from Keith as well. Thank you to everybody who pledges. And, yeah.
He was working the backboard for all 5 of them. A couple a little too strong.
Yeah, but still, it was the same shot each time. It's
it
just
was.
The little Tykes rim isn't always kind.
Yeah.
But we'll get Rod's post-game reaction here, so.
What'd you think, Rod?
Well, I'm disappointed. I thought I'd get 5 out of 5. I've heard some people have done that.
Yes.
Harry Polnasek did that this morning.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's not easy, though.
You know, my age.
You really like that backboard.
I like the backboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for pledging for me.
Absolutely.
And for supporting WWIB Incorporated. We get the gospel out here. That's what we do. We have fun doing it. But we get the gospel out here, and that's what I love about this place.
Thank you, Kathy, for a flat $30 pledge as well. Joining Keith again, you know, never too late to make a pledge. Thank you so much.
That is so appreciated. 396-1670, WWIB. Having a lot of fun this morning, and catch you overnight. If people can't sleep, make sure to tune in.
Clean Country, 7 o'clock Sunday
yes.
night.
There you go. Maybe some more Johnny Cash. He was a winner yesterday.